Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. And remind everybody, don't forget you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely for free. You can listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to this entire show, so Odyssey makes it easy to listen when you want and how you want. That goes for this show or any of the shows that you love right here on WWL. Just download the free Odyssey app today. Take control. Or you can just tell your smart speaker, play WWL. Getting into more of our talk about LSU baseball. The Tigers have been enjoying a couple days off. They'll be back in action on Friday. Of course, we'll have that action for you on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Still awaiting to find out who LSU will be playing. But the Tigers are busy getting ready for the SEC tournament and making their trek to Hoover, Alabama. Here's what Jay Johnson, head coach of the Tigers, had to say as his team gets ready to pack her on up and head out.
Where do you feel you guys are top eight-wise heading into this, and how do you want to approach it?
Well, I think we're for sure a top eight national seed. I'm not on the committee, though, so and there's smart people on there that look at this thing hard and make good decisions, but I don't have a doubt in my mind that we're a top eight, you know, national seed, and have earned that. And, you know, when I mentioned, you know, throughout the year, because we were very consistent throughout the year, we're playing our way into a good spot. That's what I was referring to. And, you know, I think the consistency of the team is something that in our league is hard to do. We were 10-5 in the first half, 9-6 in the second half. And that 9-6 was a really good 9-6 because there was four teams in a row that are in contention to host regionals.
Since you feel like you're top eight, does that change your pitching decisions?
You know, it would all have been, you know, a week since all of them have thrown. So I think we're set up pretty good. I haven't made a final determination of who we're going to throw Friday yet, but I feel good about them being rested in this time of year. I think that matters. I think as much for the bullpen as the starters, you know, like Cade and Anthony have pitched deep into the game just about every week, and it's because they've been good, been great, not good. And then some of those key relievers, you know, performed time and time again for the better part of the year, so it makes you want to keep going to them. So I think having 6 days off right now is a great thing. Like the format, finishing high in the league standings as we did, really benefits our team right now. And maybe it shows up this week, maybe it doesn't. I think going forward, having the 6 days off will really benefit us.
Just how valuable are these reps, though, for postseason play when you guys get to regionals and super regionals for guys like Jaden Newt, like Chase Shores?
I think it matters. I think it can matter. I think, you know, playing time is your best coach. Experience is your best developer. And, you know, and those guys that you mentioned, Jaden is throwing the ball really well lately, and guy I have a lot of faith in. So if you could get him on the mound, that would be very beneficial against whoever we're playing is capable of winning the national championship in this tournament. I mean, I think there's 10 teams, you know, that are probably capable of winning it all that we've played you know, or that are in this particular tournament, a couple that we haven't played. So what a great experience, you know, like this is who you're going to have to beat ultimately, as recent history shows us. So any rep you could get for any hitter or pitcher, I think is valuable. I think, you know, everybody comes in a kind of a different situation, but there'll be no like blowing it off or just, hey, let's try something. Like there'll be a design around winning the games while preparing our team to be set up correctly.
How much do you value, I guess, recovery on a week like this? I know you guys want to get work done, but it's a big deal. You have a bunch of players that have played a lot of games.
Yeah, it's, you know, no question about it. So kind of how we structured that is Sunday was an off day. Nothing other than treatment, a few guys lifting. Yesterday with those heavy load guys, Stanfield, Dickinson, Milam, Luis, we just had them indoors hitting for 40 minutes. And almost like a second off day, you know, with a lift, which was kind of more of a recovery deal. We went for about an hour and 40 minutes today. A little more, you know, tempo to it, but man, it's hot out there. I just threw BP and, I mean, I'm sweating my rear end off, you know. So the players, we're structuring it in a way that, you know, they have to have their minds underneath them. They can't be mentally tired and can't be physically tired. What I've learned as I'm starting to get older is they do recover a lot faster than maybe sometimes I do. So I think by Friday they'll be chomping to go. But I will say every time we've had a little bit of a breather, whether it's been 2 days off, we had the one midweek canceled, we've come back like really sharp mentally and physically. So I think it does matter.
When you get to this time of year, you get to postseason play, it seems like, you know, that first game or game one is the importance of it is magnified. You guys have lost too many series openers this season. How much does that translate to this time of year?
I just, you know, I think that the things that are required to win in baseball, they actually never change. It's very unique. It's the one sport that hasn't changed a lot in that regard. What happens is people change, you know, the mentally part of the game. And so if you add or attach anything to what you need to do with your job, you're just going to complicate it and make it harder in a game that's already hard to be successful. So for us, that's where the thought of the 56 game playoff comes in. Like, because we approach it the way that we do, you don't have to change anything this time of year as far as an approach. So to your point, this team should have a lot of success, you know, playing game ones, you know, because of great pitcher, usually arrested bullpen. I don't know where we sit nationally defensively, but I know we didn't make any errors this weekend and have been very good. I know in SEC play, I believe we were very good handling the baseball. And then offensively, you could score in a lot of ways. Like, I mean, we had some homers this weekend, had a bunch of stolen bases, a couple safety squeezes, and we're getting better. You know, and I've talked a lot about improvement this time of year. You know, so I think they should play with a ton of confidence, and that's what we'll try to coach them towards.
Yeah, it's kind of like offensive linemen. We're not talking about them; they're doing their job. You mentioned the defense outside of one game where you guys mixed things up. You guys have been remarkable. Should we be talking about that more?
I think so. I mean, like, I'm not trading our catcher, second baseman, shortstop, and center fielder for anybody on the defensive side of the ball. And I was a little surprised none of them were on the all-defensive team. Like, I thought that was kind of strange, actually. One of them got beat out by a guy that's DH for half a month, you know, a month and a half. 5 weeks, half the SEC season is what I was talking about. So, but I they have done a great job. Michael at third, one of the biggest plays of the weekend was 4-2. We had just missed an opportunity on offense. They were first and third, one out. Anthony made another great pitch. Michael turned, you know, quickly got the ball. Danny turned double play, and at that point, it was like we were winning. We're winning this game, you know. And there've been a lot of those along the way. You know, this team's done a really good job of making the plays that it's needed to make when the tipping point of the game comes along.
Stephen's ability to
He's been unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who was the shortstop, but like, I've never had a guy go through the season and have 3 errors at shortstop in Division I baseball. That's phenomenal. Like, that somebody needs to be talking about that, you know. And I think Danny has 3, and I think Michael has 3. So you don't even have double-digit errors between your shortstop, second baseman, and third baseman. Like, that's a heck of a job by those guys.
How much different does Jared Jones look to you now than when you first got here? How much stronger as far as a power hitter because of the weight room specifically?
Yeah, I think he's one of the strongest human beings I've ever seen in a baseball setting, and kind of has always been that way. I think he's done a great job making himself also a very good defender at first base. And this year it's almost like he's leaned out a little bit and become more athletic and a good mover, which I think helps him on offense and defense. I think the progression has been like, okay, eliminate the chase. Okay, eliminate or minimize the swing and miss, and then put together the power, the contact, and the plate discipline. And I think he's done a really good job of that. And, I mean, you would have a better context of historic hitters over a three-year time in this program, but he's definitely left his mark in terms of becoming a more complete player while he's been here. And
so he's physically not bigger on site as he was?
I don't think so, but I always thought he was a beast.
So you know, arrived as a beast.
Yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. And but I do think I think he's a better mover, more efficient. The tactical parts of becoming a good hitter has allowed him to utilize that real natural God-given ability to turn it into third all-time and homers. That's a pretty good list to be on.
You touched on this before, but heading into the tournament, I think it's appropriate. Is this the perfect storm of college baseball right now to make a difficult conference the way it is with old veteran guys?
Probably not. I'd certainly don't want to offend anybody, but you know, when I was offered this job, Scott Woodward said, "Hey, you know, if you don't do this, like, you might kick yourself within 2 or 3 years with where everything is going." Had no idea what he was talking about at the time. And literally, like, a month later, Oklahoma and Texas are going to the SEC. UCLA and USC is going to the Big Ten. It's like, well, that was our deal at Arizona, is we're going to go in there, we're going to beat them, we're going to get players from LA to Tucson. You know what I mean? And it's like, where would that have left us? And I had no idea, like, of any of this. And then, you know, show up here, and I mean, we're in Omaha at Arizona, and hadn't really thought about the transfer portal at Arizona. Like, and then I show up here, and A&M and Arkansas are getting all these players. It's like, yeah, if I don't get going, we're going to have a hard time in 2022. And so it's like, yeah, Cooper, Berry, Tyler McManus, you know, Reiselman. Like, I can't even imagine the first year without those guys. And then, okay, where were we short? Elite pitchers. And wow, what a run of that with Paul, with Ty, with Luke, with Gage, with Cade, with Anthony. Like, I mean, that's something I'm not a pitching coach, but I'm really proud of getting those caliber of pitchers, you know, here and executing the way that they are.
Coach, Grant Fontenot had a couple good outings recently. What do you like about him?
I think what I like more than anything else is after not pitching for a while, he kind of just kept his head down and kept working and was prepared when a few opportunities come, and that's how it goes sometimes. We've seen it before. It's like Guidry didn't throw a pitch in the fall of his first year here, and then we started a throwing program in December, and next thing you know, he's closing out the national championship game. Helmer's in that game last year, you know, where it took a lot to get back to that game. He needed somebody to step up. Those types of things happen this time of year, you know, and it's happened even, you know, within our team. Guys that weren't pitching earlier or pitching well late, you know, had different roles or platooning roles, pushing into bigger roles, you know. But I'm proud of Grant for that. And, you know, I had no problem going back to him and giving him an opportunity because of the way that he'd handled himself. It's just hard to break in. These dudes are throwing 7 innings every game, and then you're going to two guys that never give up a run in the eighth or the ninth, and now you got Shores back there throwing 101 and, you know, I mean, Jacob Myers, I want to get him on the mound more. It's just we're fortunate on the pitching side of things. Those guys have done a great job, and I think the conference statistics reflect.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed-sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Like that.
LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson as the Tigers get ready for the SEC tournament. Going to check out the scoreboard real quick. We have Florida leading South Carolina 7-1 there, bottom of the seventh inning. Gators looking strong right now. The other action completed on the day, Alabama taking down Missouri 4-1. And then Oklahoma beating Kentucky 5-1. The later game this evening, the final one of the first round, is Mississippi State versus Texas A&M. LSU fans have an interest in that because the winner will move on to face Auburn, and then the winner of that matchup tomorrow will end up taking on the Tigers on Friday. So plenty to still get to with this SEC tournament. And, you know, curious to see how this LSU team fares and how serious Jay Johnson takes it. I know he mentioned he hasn't named the starter yet for Friday. You would think it would still be your ace in Cade Anderson, but wondering what Jay might be thinking there of kind of toying with stuff and maybe switching things up for the SEC tournament.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. That's what I would do. I'd rock with it.
Right, that's your Friday, dude. You stick with it.
Yeah, and then you do iron
creature
stick,
of habit
there. And it's like, you know, if you are put in a situation where you get bounced, like we said, and you don't have to use these guys, sorry, but, you know, that means they don't have to get injured out of nowhere kind of deal. So I would say, I know that one thing, Mike didn't mention it earlier, but like Tulane took a different route with their opening game. They went with their closer. They went with one of their later guys and kind of opened up the AAC tournament play with them. I would be stunned if we do anything apart from Anderson.
Yeah, I wondering what you think about the new format with this SEC tournament. It's no longer, you know, where you're going to have to play.
Yeah.
One and done kind of thing. If you lose, you're out. There's no the single elimination style. Jay Johnson said he was one of three coaches in the SEC that voted against it, which is kind of surprising because it seems like it's able to save more of your, especially your pitching staff, for when it comes to getting ready for college NCAA regional, super regional action. You're not taxing guys as much.
But you're also not, it's not realistic of what that's going to look like since most of those are a game or two, if not three. So it's not, you know, again, it's on any given day, you could just not show up, even if you're, a far better team. That's kind of what the Tigers did last year. They just kind of showed up out of nowhere and all these other teams didn't. I will say I do like that they expanded it. I really like that aspect.
That it has everybody.
Yeah, because last year was 4-12 because it was like the bottom two teams didn't get in and we didn't have Texas or Oklahoma yet. And then this year is 16. I don't know if they'll keep it single elim. Was it when the rule was passed to change it? Was it like a set time? Do we know that information is like, well,
if it's on a test basis? Yeah, I'm not sure if this is here to stay now.
Gotta ask Jay.
Right, exactly. But with, you know, like I said, you don't have to play these multiple games. And I think a problem was, too, which we dealt with plenty of times this year with LSU baseball at the box or even on the road, is just those weather delays that can potentially creep up. And we know what it's like right now with the weather, issues that we've had down south at this time of year. And Hoover, Alabama has had that plenty of times. And sometimes these matchups end up running long. And so you end up pushing back times of games. I think that had a lot to do with it, too.
And you have to get these games done. I mean, the game tonight that's going to lead to, what's going to matter tomorrow for who the Tigers play, that starts at 8. And if it gets delayed, you can't really push it back since the winner will have to play tomorrow. So the single Elim is, I would say it's probably better for the players. It might not be better for the team. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think overall, too, just better for what goes into the planning for this event because, man, it just seems like that every year we end up with weather delays that push back things in the SEC tournament, and it's just frustrating with baseball. There's nothing you can do about it.
And it makes it harder if you keep expanding to increase more people in your conference, more teams in the conference tournament, then obviously it makes sense that the bigger the tournament, or the bigger the conference, the bigger the tournament, the bigger the tournament, the longer it's going to take.
What is really odd with a team like Missouri, their final season of the year, they rested a bunch of their guys to get ready for the SEC tournament to try and make a run, and then they got bounced in game one.
You got to try. You're not going to know if you're going to get bounced in game one. You got to see if you can do what South Carolina and LSU did last year. See if you can do it. And especially since you know you are in, regardless of whether you go 3-24 in SEC play, you're in. You're in the tournament to give it a shot. That's kind of one of the things I've liked about the basketball tournament setup that we've had in recent years. You can make a run. It's never really going to happen, but you can. It's there. But I just don't think it's, with a single Elim, it's not representative of what you're going to have to go through in the NCAA tournament.
That's what Jay said one day in his press conference. He basically akined it to, we're playing in a basketball tournament now.
That's exactly what it is. It's just a basketball tournament with baseball teams.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.